It's Marketplace Tech for April 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Amazon announced somewhat jaw-dropping revenue growth this week. Lots of numbers we could do here. 64% revenue growth over a year ago, $2.57 billion this quarter. Those are the numbers. What is the story? For one, Amazon Web Services, the company's cloud business, has been doing very well. It might be more than that, though, like a company hitting its stride on a master plan. Mark Lehman is president of JMP Securities.
Jeff Bezos knows what he's doing, and the expenses that he had going into 2016 in anticipation of more profit, I think, again, are being realized, and it's becoming a stock you just have to own.
Whether that revenue and growth keeps beating expectations, we shall see. Worth pointing out, Amazon's web services has a lot of new competitors nipping at its heels. Microsoft, Google, Oracle, to name a few, all hungry for some of Amazon's cash. While we're in the cloud, Cloudflare is a company that helps people and companies all over the world keep their websites online in a way that makes those sites quickly accessible and secure. There's been a dust-up recently between Cloudflare and the Onion Router, or Tor, project. Tor helps people use the internet anonymously, for good and bad. Cloudflare has made it more difficult for Tor users to access sites it hosts. Matthew Prince is CEO of Cloudflare. I asked him how the security tools his company provides have changed.
Recently, we made a decision to allow our customers to affirmatively treat traffic from Tor's network differently. And unfortunately, a vast majority of customers have chosen to actually actively blacklist Tor. And that's actually an outcome I'm personally kind of disappointed in. And I think that we as a company that has as much reach as we do has a responsibility not just to our customers, but to the internet as a whole. And wholesale blocking of Tor actually is a bad outcome.
I want to shift gears for a second and talk about your clients. A lot of people running for president are your clients.
Yeah, Donald Trump is. In fact, I think every current presidential candidate other than Hillary Clinton is a Cloudflare user.
Hillary Clinton, an interesting outlier considering the story of her emails. Can you talk a little bit about how doing security for these campaigns might be different than it would be to another kind of customer of yours?
What has happened in other parts of the world is that one of the tools of a political campaign has increasingly become cyber attacks.
Wait, are you suggesting they're coming from other campaigns?
Not necessarily. So we don't spend a lot of time on attribution, but the attacks are often coming from supporters of other campaigns. And so recently, for example, the hacking collective Anonymous threatened to DDoS Donald Trump's properties.
Are these kinds of attacks these days usually still just DDoS stuff trying to bring a site down, or are some of these attacks starting to try and pull data?
Constantly for political campaigns, there are attacks that are trying to find any kind of vulnerability to download, say, a supporter's database. So the same types of attacks that e-commerce organizations are seeing, increasingly we're seeing political candidates face those attacks as well.
Matthew Prince is co-founder and CEO of Cloudflare. Matthew, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me on.
By the way, there is a full version of our conversation at marketplacetech.org. Bridget Carey is senior editor at CNET and a formidable Silicon Valley adversary, maybe. Bridget, you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so ready.
419 votes.
I have no idea. So I'm just going to say how many votes that it takes to
get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
There you go.
Yeah, why not? The number of votes in the House of Representatives that went to the Email Privacy Act, and it would prohibit the government from obtaining private emails without a warrant. So it passed the House this week, 419 votes to zero, which I feel like is an indication of how our government representatives are feeling about government access to our data. All right, what do you got for me?
3 years.
It'll take us 3 years to realize that the Internet of Things is a sham.
Oh, just three? 3 years is how long Samsung thinks that virtual reality can get so good that we can touch things and interact with objects in the virtual world, almost like getting to that Star Trek holodeck world that I so dream of.
Do you dream of it?
You know, I am a Trekkie. But yeah, this was said at Samsung's developer conference.
All right, I got something for you. The year 2018.
2018 is when Beyonce makes another amazing album. I don't know. I was thinking Lemonade.
I mean, the way she's going, you wouldn't be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised. That's a very good guess. This is the year SpaceX plans to get to Mars. The company announced via Twitter that it plans to send its robotic Dragon capsule to Mars as early as 2018. What do you think?
I believe it. I like to see it. I mean, hopefully they bring potatoes. I know I learned from Matt
Damon.
The
Martian, yes, yes.
I know potatoes are important.
Potatoes are important. They give you the starch. They give you a lot of good things. It's true. What do you got for me?
$5 million per year.
Is how much Facebook spends to try to get media companies to do Facebook Live video streaming.
You were so close. It is Facebook related. It's how much Facebook spends for security for Mark Zuckerberg.
What?
It's a popular guy. So
popular or unpopular?
Five million
in security detail sounds like unpopular. But hey, you know, we could only be so lucky, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Bridget Carey, she is senior editor at CNET and host of the daily online show CNET Update. Bridget, thank you very much for playing along.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.